Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCEW Sitka. And here for the morning interview today, we have in the virtual studio Kenley Jackson and Kara Luft. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, we are here to talk about a really exciting upcoming event through Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And Kenley, you are the program director for Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Kara, you have never even been to Alaska. That's so exciting.
I know. I had never even heard of Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And then when I discovered that we were playing there, I was like, I want to do a residency at Sitka Fine Arts Camp because it looks amazing.
We'd love to have you.
So, Kara, you are part of a what has been described as a roots powerhouse duo called Small Glories. Let's start by just tell us a little bit about this group and how long it's been around, how it got started.
Well, it's myself and my bandmate, J.D. Edwards, and we're based here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. And for those who don't know where Winnipeg is, we're essentially 8 hours northwest of Minneapolis. And we always say we're 4 hours directly north of Fargo, but we have 100% more culture than Fargo. No offense to people in Fargo. We did find good tacos there the other day, though.
Good tacos.
We always think if you want good Mexican food, you got to just leave Canada. Once you cross the border into the States, it's just significantly better. We've been playing together, JD and I, for about 7 years now. And we were partnered by accident 10 years ago for a big collaboration project at a famous theater here in town. They were having an anniversary show, and the artistic director partnered people off who don't normally play together or sing together or don't necessarily even know each other. And we were tasked with learning some other Manitoba music. And it was during that partnership that that JD and I kind of realized what magical combination we'd stumbled upon, quite literally. Our voices just melded together. I hadn't quite experienced the tightness of a vocal collaboration before quite like it since my time with the Jennies. So it was a very, I always say my brain exploded with joy because I had been longing to sing harmony again with somebody and was really longing to do a project with a male voice. I had done this beautiful project with women's voices, but there's something about the tension that you can get when you put a male voice and a female voice together that you can't quite get with of the same gender voices. So essentially a couple of years after that, I hired JD to come out on tour with me on my solo tours, and we loved it so much that we decided to start a duo.
Wow. That's and such serendipity there, just sort of meeting by accident. And Kara, when you're mentioning the Jennies, just for our audience, you were an original member of the Wailing Jennies, which is a group that a lot of people might know, which is also so exciting. And since then, you've shifted into this duo. How would you describe, if you had to just describe the music that you and JD perform in, you know, a phrase or a sentence, what would you say?
Well, I liked when you said roots powerhouse duo.
I can't take credit for that one.
No, I think our bio writer was so good with that. One friend of mine interviewed me for his music podcast, and he's like, you guys are a rock band, but you're only two people. And we don't even play rock and roll, right? Like, but we rock out. We have very high energy, tight instrumentation and vocal harmony, and people who we get described as folk, but folk is such a great umbrella term because it encompasses many other things. Americana, right. Canadiana. We get hired at bluegrass festivals. We get hired at folk rock shows. We get hired, you know, all sorts of things. And so we just, JD sometimes jokingly will laugh and be like, that's a terrible question. We just play good music. Just tell the people that we play good music. And it's kind of right.
Can you talk about the instruments you'll be playing?
Yeah, so we both play guitar. I play clawhammer banjo as well. JD plays harmonica, and we also stomp our feet a lot.
Ooh, very good.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And Kara, so you're doing this as part of a 9-city tour throughout Alaska. So that's really exciting. Kenley, can you talk just a little bit about how that kind of tour got developed? It feels really special to have musical guests like this be able to come to our little island town.
We are so excited to have the Small Glories next Friday at the Performing Arts Center. And the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is part of a group of other arts organizations in Alaska who work together to bring performing artists to our state. And this is one of the biggest tours we've done, certainly since the pandemic, but may have been one of the biggest tours we've ever done with 9 Alaska cities. If you're an Alaskan listening, you know how difficult travel can be to get between communities, especially our big cities and our smaller, more remote communities. And they're playing in Talkeetna and Cordova and Kodiak and Fairbanks and Anchorage and Ketchikan and I think Petersburg as well. So
wow.
It is going to be quite a tour, and we are so excited to have you all coming to Sitka next Friday.
Wonderful.
And I was just gonna say we're flying a lot.
I bet you're gonna be flying in some small planes.
Yeah, very small planes. I don't know what they're gonna look like when we show up. My banjo goes in a golf case, a big hard shell golf case. So I'm just getting these, I'm just imagining the giggles that we're gonna get from the airline. Golfing in Alaska. No, not happening.
That's wonderful and so exciting to be able to go to so many different places in Alaska. Kenley, thanks for mentioning the date and time. I think I had skipped over that. So this event will be next Friday, March 18th at the PAC, at the Performing Arts Center, at 7 p.m. And Kenley, historically, for the last few months or maybe years, the PAC has had specific COVID requirements, and those are shifting for this performance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's correct. So masks will be optional, and we are no longer requiring vaccination cards at the door. So come on out, enjoy the show. It'll be at 7 o'clock next Friday, then March 18th at the Performing Arts Center. And tickets are available at fineartscamp.org/shows.
Wonderful. And Kara, for those of us who haven't listened to this Roots powerhouse duo yet, what are some songs that you'd recommend as a good starting point for the good music?
For the good music. Yeah, we play good music. Well, sorry. My favorite memory is JD and I sitting at breakfast somewhere after a festival, and somebody's like, "So what kind of music do you play?" And he goes, "Good music." And then he just shoves it. I will recommend people go to our website, thesmallglories.com. And if you go to the music or the store section, you can see the albums that are there and you can stream them. From our first full-length album, Wondrous Traveler, I will recommend listening to Had I Paid and the song Wondrous Traveler. And from our last, most recent full-length album, Assiniboine in the Red, I'd recommend listening to Oh My Love and the song Thing. And you can also watch videos on our website too with a bunch of those songs.
Oh, excellent. And again, that website is thesmallglories.com. And then last question, Kara, we are wrapping up our time here, but anything you're particularly excited to see in Alaska or, you know, excited to explore?
I'm just excited to come, to be completely honest. I've heard so much about Alaska. I mean, we're northern people, you know, Canadians are northern types. And as I mentioned, guys, before we hopped on the interview, that I've been to all the northern regions in Canada, the Yukon, Northwest Territories, and Nunavut, but I've never been to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And a lot of musicians that we know, American musicians who talk about touring up there. I also have Canadian friends who've driven the Alaskan Highway and gone to music camps up there, and lots of people have done cruises. And I'm just kind of like, wow, what an amazing job we have that we get to come to places where we wouldn't necessarily get a chance to come see. So,
well, we are very excited to have you and JD here. And just to reiterate our logistical information, this event will be the Small Glories with Kara and JD performing at the Sitka Performing Arts Center next Friday, March 18th at 7 p.m. Masks are optional. Vaccination is optional. And if you want, you can buy tickets at fineartscamp.org. And if you want to get a sense of Kara and JD's music, you can go to thesmallglories.com. And Kara recommends Wondrous Traveler, Had I Paid, Oh My Love, and Sing as your starting points. Is that all right, Kara?
That was perfect.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. Again, this event is Friday, March 18th at the PAC. And you can buy tickets at fineartscamp.org. Kenley and Kara, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This has been a pleasure. Sounds like a really exciting concert.
Thanks for having us, Meredith.
And we'll be back in just a moment with the updated marine weather.